Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life and the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, street creds. Are street creds a product of failure to thrive due to a lack of positive role models and economic avenues to enhance one's quality of life? is it measured by the intensity of illegal activity and the degree of aggressiveness at the street level. Definition of street: a thoroughfare, especially in a city, town, or village, that is wider than an alley or lane and that usually includes sidewalks, the part of the street reserved for vehicles. Thoroughfare with abutting property, the people occupying property on a street. The whole street knew about the accident. Promising lane of development or a channeling of effort. A crafty politician working both sides of the street. That's like a metaphor. So, a district such as Wall Street, you know, where all the big money is made. So, an environment, neighborhood or section of a city of poverty, dereliction, or crime. Grew up on these mean streets, on the streets or in the street, idle, homeless, or out of a job, out of prison, at liberty, up one street, down one street, suited to one's ability or taste. So that seemed to be a street term for the word street. So, street is the road or fairway beneath the feet of those traveling on it. Any and everybody can travel down the street. Automobiles travel, buildings are built on streets. Street credentials appear to originate from an environment, as in a depressed neighborhood or section of a city, of poverty, dereliction, or crime. The definition of credit: reliance on the truth or reality of something. He gave credit to everything he said, so he backed up what he said. He gave no credit to idle rumors. The balance in a person's favor in an account, so you get credit for something. An amount or sum placed at a person's disposal by a bank that some money somebody's going to have awarded or made available to you based on a certain circumstances that, you know, you fit according to that bank. The provision of money, goods, or services with the expectation of future payment. I'm going to give you something, but you got to pay it back. That's credit. You know, you got long-term credit, short-term credit, all money, goods, or services provided, credit. An entry on the right-hand side of an account constituting an addition to a revenue, net worth, or liability account. Number three, influence or power derived from enjoying the confidence of another or others. Influence or power, I'm saying this again, derived from enjoying the confidence of another or others. Your good name, your esteem, right? A source of honor. Something that gains or adds to reputation or esteem or honor. He took no credit for his kindly act. Recognition, acknowledgement. Recognition by name of a person contributing to a performance such as a film or telecast. Recognition by a school or college that a student has fulfilled requirement leading to a degree. You need a certain amount of credit to graduate from these institutions of higher or lower education, however you want to look at it. Schools, right? Grade school, college, grad school, and you go on a PhD, and even the trade school. They want to require a certain amount of credits, which equal that high school diploma. We'll get to that later. So, provocative thought says street credits appear to be acknowledgement, recognition, respect, and confirmation of activities or behavior at street level. Perpetrated in an environment of poverty, dereliction, and or crime. That is supported by the idea you cannot get street creds in Beverly Hills or Rodeo Drive. So apparently street creds are looked at as something that comes from an impoverished, crime-ridden area, you know. So is that the more a person does on the street, the more street cred he or she has? Earning street creds appears to be a major safety issue for the individual and the community he or she chooses to function in, if that's true. These credits do not appear to be redeemable or cashable. They are simply approval and acknowledgement credits, part of one's 15 minutes of fame. Street creds in a predacious environment may serve as a deterrent to other predators in and out of prison. So if you got street creds for, you know, being able to handle yourself, having on certain types of situations that get taken care of, that may keep people, some certain people off of you and make other people apprehensive about approaching you in a manner which might cause you some harm. They may also serve as a magnet attracting other predators or opportunists to you. So whatever you might be famous for, you're famous for making a lot of money on the street, that's going to attract predators to you. Because as one guy said, there's more to the street game than just hustling. You got kidnapping and all, you know, extortion and things like that. So they may attract law enforcement to you. They may afford a person some degree of privilege in the environment, like the favor of particular women or men. You know, people might treat you like a king or a queen, you know, so you might be like a star where you are, where they know who you are, and you know, you got the big car, they know you the guys running things, and certain people, like, they just like you and want to do things for you, want to be next to you, rub shoulders with you and things like that. And you know, you're basically a apex predator in the neighborhood, and you're also on the top of the, you know, at the top of the pyramid, at least the street pyramid you are. Street creds provide 15 minutes of fame in an environment, as in a depressed neighborhood or section of the city of dereliction or crime. So, sounds like street creds, you know, are not redeemable credits. Like, you can't cash them in, you can't go get them, loan them, and pay them back to somebody, anything like that. So, anyway, can a person be successful without earning street creds? Provocative Thought says yes. Should that be an aspiration? Isn't crime at the street level the lowest form of crime a person can commit? Street creds are credibility on the street. What is it? Who is the sanctioning body? What are the benefits and what are the cons? Webster's Dictionary definition of credit says an acceptance and respect of people who live in poor city neighborhoods, a tough neighborhood where he earned his street cred. So you ain't getting that at Beverly Hills. There's nobody running down on you in Beverly Hills, tossing you up and down, unless you come from one of these poor sections of the city. And you don't belong in Beverly Hills, and maybe police want to toss you up and down because they know you don't belong around there and think you're up to something. Not to say you don't belong in there, around there, because you could have a friend in Beverly Hills. You could be invited to Beverly Hills. You could be just driving through Beverly Hills or walking through it. You have every right to do so, no matter where you're from. But you know how some people are. Urban Dictionary says street creds are commanding a level of respect in an urban environment due to experience in or knowledge of the issues affecting those environments. He's been through it all. His street cred is undeniable. This by Mr. White Jesus. The words creds or credentials is another way of referring to one's rep or reputation. Thus, street creds mean one's reputation on the street or ghetto. Gangster, y'all best get out of my way. I got street creds. That's from somebody named Fu Yoza. Gangster proceeds to beat Fu and steal his pocket money. By Dr. Fruitcake. You know, PT says, what does that mean? That on the street, bad is good and good is no good? Those that are good get bad things done to them? Sounds like it. Is that cool? Or does cool mean cold, as in cold-hearted? And is that okay? Coolness factor. Street creds relates to that. Imagery points you get when you do something cool. So then we go into the definition of what is cool. Is it cool to be square or square to be cool? Which is it? Oh, snap. I just punched that guy in the face. Plus one street cred. Oh, snap. You just got punched in the face. Minus one street cred. Listen to this. That's crazy. This is from Debo. You get, who's keeping score with the street credibility? Is there a street cred bank somewhere? You know, how's that minus one street cred? Term mainly used by whites to make them sound more black, typically used to sound more thuggish, like they are from the streets, when really, they are most likely from middle-class suburb family and have maybe smoked pot. Most likely, the worst they have done is they got caught with a fake ID. Caution, he says. People who claim to have street cred probably have not spent any time on the street other than doing shopping downtown. Also, people who try to pretend like they know how to live on the streets to sound cool obviously have not lived on the streets and probably have some issues. Y'all got street cred. I once knew a black guy who went to jail. Living on the streets is dope. Yo, I know because I had street cred. This is by Rootcast. Short for street credibility. Respect from the urban communities, usually something essential for making it big in the rap world. It is wrongly perceived as being a straight up gangster or committing crimes. Street creds is some even a rich kid or suburb dweller. If you have went through a tough childhood or life, but have worked hard to make something of yourself, like me, then you can earn cred, even if you are not from the streets. Like I'm saying, like, who's giving out these street credits? Because I come from the rough neighborhood. And who is the sanctioning body for these street credits? If ghetto kids like a rap artist who started out rich, but rapped about important things in life, and is simply a good rapper, then that rapper has street cred. So I guess if the kids, inner city kids like you, they give you street creds. If you buy a rap album just because the rapper is gangster, he says, then you are fucked up. A funny thing is, most street rappers are not that great. Some of the greatest lyricists of all times, not always from the ghetto, he says. Not all rappers that earn street cred. Non-ghetto street rappers who have earned street cred. There's some guys that said he's got, well, Kanye West. He doesn't sound like he's rapping on any hearts. I don't really listen to that much rap, so I don't even know if I can say anything about Kanye West. Maybe he got some real rugged rap. I don't know. But they say he's not street. He's not from the ghetto. They say Run DMC not from the ghetto. I thought that was from Queens. They said one of the greatest rap lyricists, Rakim, is not from New York. So what? New York's not the only urban area. But I don't know what they're trying to say. You got to be from New York, or can you be from a small city and a town and get street cred? Because I don't, Vanilla Ice, he's not a street rapper. He's not even like he doesn't even rap, had that kind of rap. Maybe I missed out on that too. So they talked about Ja Rule was not a straight up gangster. Does Ja Rule have to be a gangster to be a rapper? Is that where we're coming from now? In order to rap, to entertain, it's the entertainment business. Nobody says anything about Al Pacino playing Scarface. You know what I'm saying? What is the problem here? A term originated from upper middle class and corporate America to try to establish an achievement system on any act that sounds or seems urban or ghetto, that they ultimately don't understand or have had no real life experience in. Street cred, when was the last time someone from the ghetto actually used that term? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, where did that street cred come from, and who's the sanctioning body, and can you cash in on that toward a, higher education or anything like that? It says there is more in common term use. There is a more common term used in the ghetto. It's called respect. So this brother is saying that in the ghetto, the most common term they use is respect. Street creds is something that Caucasians, some Caucasians have made up, in order to identify and what they consider to be urban or ghetto. So I guess that's concerning. Like, why would they be doing that? Anyway. So as far as respect goes, a dog deserves respect. So this is from Tehu, T-E-H-H-U-H. Not all of everything I just read, except for a dog deserves respect. That's from PT. So, this guy's saying that, some folks, some other folks not from the hood use this term on street creds, because it's not a term that's used in the hood. What's actually used in the hood is respect. Now, I heard that. You're disrespecting me. You knocked in your head, Turns out be gang wars come after that, shootouts, whatever, families, fighting because of disrespect. Street creds, I might be out of the loop because I haven't been on the streets except to walk from one place to another. But I just want to know who's the sanctioning body for these, who's the bankers for the street creds, because those credits, someone appears to identify and has made a big deal out of that, even in terms of whether or not these rappers have street creds. Have they been... had, got their hands dirty on the streets? Have they robbed anybody, been to jail? When did that get to be something that we talk about as a badge we wear? Here's my resume. I've been to jail 2-3 times. I assaulted people. I've stolen things. Come on now. So what are some of the things someone can do to get a respectable reputation on the street? We got hustling, we got drugs, we got guns, we got hurting people, fighting, assaults with or without a weapon, we got getting injured or shot during or because of a street activity, incarceration due to street activity, extortion, murder, auto theft, robbery, strong arm, stick-ups, banks, armored trucks, stores, burglary, gang banging, can't forget that. Pimping, human trafficking, and the list goes on. I cannot name everything that you could do on the street because there's, we got theft. We can't forget that either. Theft, retail jewelry, common items in demand, TVs, computers, food, furniture, etc. Let's stop right there. Notice, there are no schools, scholarships, grants, or loans available to support anyone in expanding their horizons in either of these areas. At least, there are none at the street level. If I'm mistaken, would someone please correct me? There are no employment listings for any of these positions or skills. You can lose your freedom and be incarcerated for committing these very street credible acts. If you are convicted of perpetrating these acts or behaviors, it may exclude you from an opportunity of being employed in some fields to earn some other kind of credits, right? Oh, we have a caller. Provocative thought.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hello. Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes. It's kind of funny that you're talking about this because being an Uber driver, I hear a lot of Caucasian young dudes talking about rappers and talking about how the rappers are real and fake, you know, saying, oh, no, dude is from Michigan, or dude live up in the hills of suburbia, but he's rapping about urban conduct, you know, selling drugs, pimping, hoeing, you know, and they're debatable over saying, like, nah, he ain't real because he ain't really been through nothing. He's fake, you know. So I guess the credibility of being on the streets is you have to be through a struggle. And if you're telling your story in that industry, they want you to be about their life. Whereas when they tell their story, they don't always have to be about their life. It's just a story. But when it comes down to certain groups of people, rappers, even people that's in jail or whatever, you tell their story, they want you to be about their life. They had credibility. But the institution they get you into is prison. Oh. They don't get you any other educational credits into any other institution that's worthy to change your life.
The Harvard School of Hard Knocks.
Definitely. Definitely. But then I also remember coming, when I was a kid, coming out of Chestnut Hill to West Philadelphia, I got beat up because I sound like the black white guy, and I didn't have no street cred, you know, under my belt. When I came into the hood, I didn't curse, I didn't eat pork, I didn't steal, at least not that anybody knew of. But, you know, some lumps came along with that change in the environment, because the environment championed doing wrong. So I left an area where education and doing the right thing was prevalent, to come into an area where predominantly the kids was like, let's do something deviant, you know, and if you don't do it, you corny. And when you do it, yo, he cool, he bad, you know. So
not
you
bad
gain
meaning bad,
with
not
your
bad
peers.
Meaning good.
Yeah, you gain this with your peers. Don't mean anything for the rest of your life unless you around those same group of peers or people who think like your peers when you were younger, and you stay in those activities. But for the rest of the society, you shunned upon unless you're needed in an industry that wants to exploit those features that you have, like television and film, books, movies, videos, and music. You know, they want that experience. It's sort of like on Good Times. You know, I remember an episode where JJ, or one of them, was getting doing a commercial, and the white guy told him, nah, I need you to talk more urban, more black, more ghetto, more gangster. He wanted those street creds to sell his product, to sell his story. He wanted that urban experience. So I guess in that realm, huh?
Who's brokering all these street creds? That's what I want to know. Who's the sanctioning body? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I really can't answer that. The only thing I can think of is peers and those who are in that thought pattern, like today's hip hop.
Right. Right. So you're saying is street cred just a matter of, is something that's impacted on your social life and your ego based on the people you want to be accepted by?
From what I can perceive of it, that's what it looks like. But again, like I said, on the other end, it looks like it can be used in an art form as well to sell a story or to portray some type of display of emotion, deviant emotion.
Well, you mentioned the rappers. You mentioned the rappers. Some of them, I'm just using one. They mentioned the boy Ja Rule, right? I don't know Ja Rule, right? And none of us know if Ja Rule shot people or banged, knocked people in the head or anything like that. He'd be dumb to come up on somebody's show and start talking about, yeah, I used to shoot people, and you know, and just admitting to stuff that somebody could come back on him about a crime. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know if he has street cred. I don't know if he's on the streets. I don't know if he was a part-time gangster, you know, quarter, half, or a whole gangster. I don't know. But what difference does it make? The man is entertaining you with his rhymes. If you don't know, right? You don't know what he is. You don't know what any of those guys. You know 50 Cent got shot in the face. He's just think dope on a low level, you know, right? But that don't make his rhymes good, right?
But I agree. But it makes his story and who he is more believable. And for some odd reason, we have a society out here that romances off of the thug life. And I'm not even talking about before hip hop was. They romanced off of Babyface,
James Cagney.
James Cagney, all the shoot up.
He's
movies.
Not a gangster.
But they're not.
He's a
trained
actor.
But for some odd reason, portraying being that thug and having that credibility, you know, came across on the screen to sell those movies to a group of people who actually live in that impoverished lifestyle, and they actually kind of championed them to feel good about being who they are by making someone else, you know, portray that and make money.
Right. So that's a guy who's successful, who doesn't have street creds. The same thing for those rappers. You don't need street creds to be a rapper.
Well, initially I would say not, but at some point, that started to change. They wanted the people who absolutely were like, yo, he lying, you know. He ain't been locked up. He ain't did this. He ain't did that. And they, you know, they wanted some people out there that was really doing it. But I think that came from their peers that were really getting in trouble, as opposed to a guy that can just sit and write a really good story and tell the same story without being in any kind of trouble or ever been in trouble. You know, but then you got a guy that says, no, man, he ain't really with that. I really did it. Let me tell my story. You know. But in all, it's foolishness.
What story?
Truthfully.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I'm saying, like, even if you've been on the street, what are you going to make a song about people, some guy you murdered or you shot, that they couldn't prove that you shot them, but now you're going to make a song about it? Now you got evidence. It doesn't make sense to me. Al Pacino was a Scarface, right? He was wearing a T-shirt. Al Pacino is a nerd. He's a thespian. And I'm not saying anything bad about him. He's a good dude and a tremendous actor. But he is by far from a tough guy. Like, Robert De Niro got a little rough edge on it. Al Pacino is basically a straight-up-and-down dude. You know what I'm saying? He's not a guy going to be trotting around the hood. I think Robert De Niro might be a little more comfortable in an impoverished area than maybe Pacino.
Well, that comes from being able to perpetrate that lifestyle and act it out pretty well, you know, and pull it off on the screen. You know, because even though all that may be true about Al Pacino, you know, there's a lot of people when that movie Scarface came out that believed that story. T-shirts and even rap groups, you know, championed themselves off of being called that Scarface. You know what I mean? Like, he was absolutely
real. Right, but he got
real.
No street creds. Has no street creds.
But he don't have no street creds. But he mimics what those people know about the streets. So at some point, it's real to them. You know, it makes
well,
them feel
like,
the
rappers.
Yeah.
The rappers are mimicking
right.
too.
Right. That is true. But then you have the ones that aren't mimicking. And they're coming out.
Yeah. But you have ones that are wearing the street creds on their shoulder, right? They like street creds on the front and back of their shirt, right?
Right.
All right. So, I mean, so what? They got street creds and they want you to know they've been on the street hustling. Okay. Well, we got another guy up here putting out some tremendous raps, and he hasn't been out there, you know, making a target of himself or corrupting the community. I don't see the problem.
That is true. That is true. But when that person that hasn't really been out there become challenged by a person that's been out there.
Challenge him how?
The street,
making,
the street,
making
the street wants the stories from the one that has actually been out there.
Right. Who cares? You only can write a story about shooting somebody. You're going to rap about it. Somebody shot at you, you shot at them, you sold some drugs, they sold some, I mean, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but what I'm saying is it has credibility because on the streets, the people want what they consider to be real. You know, once something that's fake's been exposed, and I'm going to say this basically for black folks, once that thing has been exposed as fake, they lose that credibility, and the person that actually has done it starts to gain it. Sort of like Rick Ross, the guy that's the
prison guard.
He was a prison guard, right? So the real Rick Ross got out of jail. And, you know, Rick Ross had to change his name because he was a prison guard. You opposite of what this dude absolutely does, but you rapping and talking about and acting like you got the credibility, you know, and people be buying your story until Rick Ross, the actual Rick Ross, came out, you know, told his story. And the rapper Rick Ross started to lose that money because people that didn't know who the real Rick Ross was found out that the rapper was fake and they wasn't ready to buy his story no more.
Was the rapper pretending to be Rick Ross who brought cocaine to California through the CIA,
absolutely.
They say? He was
absolutely.
Rapping like he was the guy. He was saying he was that Rick Ross?
He was that Rick Ross. He was rapping that lifestyle.
No, you can rap the life. Everybody's rapping that lifestyle. Was he saying he was the real Rick Ross?
He had to go to court over the name. And he's fighting for
the
name.
No, using the name is different. No, that's different. That's different.
No,
it's
no.
Like
what
people
I'm
have
saying
names
is,
like Capone and stuff like
right.
that. You know,
he's
that's
using
different.
The name. He's using the name and telling the story as if that's his life and his story. It's not. But it's somebody else's life.
Yeah, but is he
story.
Telling Rick Ross's story? That's what I'm asking.
He ain't telling Rick Ross's story. He's telling his story.
Right, then he's good. Only thing Rick Ross is suing him for is using his name. That's it.
Right, he's using his name, but he got the credibility because of who Rick Ross is. So he stole
that credibility. I don't think a lot of people knew who Ricky Ross is on a, you know, period. Like, cause
exactly.
That was a long time ago. Here's a character.
Exactly.
A rap character using the name of a famous drug dealer, which is Rick Ross.
Exactly.
That's what he did. But he's not telling,
right.
He's not claiming to be Rick Ross.
No, he's claiming to be street. As Rick Ross, I sell drugs. I'm gangster.
Right,
I do this.
Right, and that's
but he's
that's
not.
Okay.
Al
no,
Pacino
it's not. Scarface.
Right, but what
same
we're
thing.
Talking about
it's
the
same
credit,
thing.
We're talking all right. It's the same thing, but we're still talking about the street cred. And I'm saying, who does it pertain to? It pertains to the people that believed that story, and they didn't believe him any longer. Like, he didn't fit the mold. The only reason he fit the mold is because he was telling his story and portraying it to a group of people that didn't know who the real person was. When the real person
came out. Yeah, that
guy's
still making a lot of money. Rick Ross still making a lot of money.
Well, now he's doing the opposite of what this Rick Ross is rapping about. He don't do that no more. Now he's helping his people. So he don't do that lifestyle no longer. But by him coming out, that changed the other Rick Ross's street credibility. So he don't have that no longer. So I guess that again, it goes to the peers, that goes to his public, that goes to the people that he's trying to sell a product to that don't want the fake. He wants the real deal.
Okay, we got another caller. Hold on, brother. Hello, welcome to Provocative Thought.
Hello, this is Q. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you doing, Q?
All right. It seemed like to me that that the whole street cred thing is unnecessary, you know, qualifications of one industry, and that's the rap industry. Just like you were saying, other art forms portray gangsters, thugs, and everything else, and they don't need that credit. It's only something that they that applies to this, to rapping. I mean, it's unnecessary.
Right.
They just tell the story.
Right.
And another thing though is that I think they kind of they feel some kind of way about, I don't want to sound racial, but I think it is kind of racial about other ethnic groups coming from other places and trying to represent or present these
their
stories.
Struggle.
I think they kind of feel, right.
Right.
So it's kind of like.
And being successful, I guess.
Yeah. So it's like, hey, this guy's very vanilla, very non-urban, and he's coming here with these stories about what's going on in the neighborhood, and then they're not there. I think they feel kind of insulted by that.
Right.
Kind of like that Elvis Presley thing. You know, Elvis Presley coming and taking over rock and roll, and he's not from the area where these people who developed rock and roll came from. I think that's another aspect of that.
Q, hold on for 1 minute. I just want to say to the audience, if you want to call in, the number is 909-265-9215. Please press the number one to speak. The number is 909-265-9215. Please press the number one to speak. Go ahead, Q.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I was saying. You know, for the average, you know, black artist or Latin artist, it's like pressure for them to like feel like they have to be that thug or whatever they're talking about at some level to be literally what they're talking about. And then the other thing is about these non-urban people who will come from someplace else who have no connection to what they're talking about. I guess they feel some kind of way about them, kind of like exploiting maybe what they're, you know, what these people are living in their neighborhoods or something like that, or experiencing in their neighborhood, or surviving in their neighborhood, witnessing in their neighborhood. And I guess they feel some kind of way about these people who are unattached to it altogether.
But it's entertainment. It's not biography that these people are supposed to be writing. It's entertainment. So we have to be able to separate fiction from life. Life from, you know what I'm saying? This is entertainment business. It's not biographies.
I agree.
It's not an autobiography. Mm-hmm. It's entertainment. So that's why guys pick up names like Nitty, because there's a famous gangster. So I'm Nitty. I'm Capone. You know what I'm saying? I'm Al Capone.
Mm-hmm.
but I'm a rapper. I'm a black rapper. Al Capone's an Italian. The original Scarface.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, you know, those are representations that help you focus on what this person is trying to portray. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like a guy might have a name Dog. He's not a dog. Mad Dog. He's not a mad dog, is he? You know what I'm saying? He's not Rabbit or anything like that, right?
Right.
He's just trying to put an image in your head. So this dude Frank, Rick Ross is putting an image in your head. I'm Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? Who cares if he never sold a bag of dope? You know what I'm saying? I don't really care about that. I care that if he has something, whatever he's saying in his rap, if I like rap, he rapping about the streets. Okay, that sounds good to me. All right. You know, but you got to be pretty not too bright to rap about what you actually did in the streets on a song. I mean, you can get incarcerated for it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, even if you've been in the streets, hope you're smart enough not to incriminate yourself when you get up on the microphone recording, because it doesn't go away. Somebody connects you to something. You got something that only the killer would know, you know what I mean, or only the person that did that would know. You're going to have a problem.
Right.
You know, I'm saying stuff like that, you know. It's okay for the lesbians to do it. To pretend it's something that they're not, but when a rapper does it, like, come on, it's entertainment. You can't blame a white boy for being able to make it on rap, even if he's rapping some hard stuff. Like, what's the boy named Eminem? He rapped about his family. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He rapped about his family, so you keep that's two thumbs up for him. He rapped and he made it on it. And you know, if there's any white boys out there that's not, or black or Asian or Latino boys that's not from the hood, didn't have a hard life, anything like that, but you can rap about the hard life of the hood. What is wrong with that?
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't see the problem. You know, I never look for a person that had to been a scum of the earth to rap like he's the scum of the earth, about him being the scum of the earth. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do that. You don't have to be dirty to rap about about a dirty life with someone, because you learn through other people's experiences also. You know what I'm saying? So you can rap about what you experience. If you live in the hood or you live outside of the hood and you know what's going on in the hood, you can rap about it. You can rap about the shooting, the murdering, and drug dealers and what happens to people and things like that. Why not? The people in the newspaper do it all the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People write little books about these organizations, you know what I mean, that developing these communities. You know, things on the internet written about them, you know. So, you know, what's the problem? Why do people, you know, why do you have to have street creds? You can't do nothing with street creds, but as the brother said, you go straight to jail or to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody blow the back of your head out. You know, so what street creds are, you know, you can lose your life. Or somebody else can lose their life because of you. Lose a family member, a friend, a paramour. You can be injured severely, maimed, or crippled, right? You see guys, you know, in wheelchairs, right? Some guys have their legs, limbs shot off because of stuff that happened on the street. I know one dude, he had shot in the head with a shotgun. He came to his door, dude shot him in his head, bam, he had a metal plate in his head. You know what I'm saying? He didn't kill him, but he got a metal plate in his head. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You may become an exploited... Hello?
I want to chime in on something. I think the other part to this is that from that entertainment aspect is that they're getting paid. And some people getting paid to tell a story, like you said, and then you got those people that really do it that are getting paid. And the ones that never really did it lose their credibility to their audience as to being fake. And then they go on an identity crisis, a loss of identity, and try to create that street cred by doing things to get back their audience, like going to jail when they don't have to go to jail. You're a millionaire, but I'm going to go to jail because I'm losing record sales. And my record company is saying, well, we need you to be more thug. We need you to be more real.
That's sick.
You sell your soul, your life, to get that audience to believe you, and you go to jail. And when they come out of jail, guess what? Their record sales do go up. So I guess those street creds have something to do with your audience and your peers who want to believe that story and actually want to live through you. You know, they want to feel that. So.
So it appears to be a classic example of if you fail to do right, you can succeed at doing wrong. That's the quote the poet Noor.
Absolutely.
So this is madness. It's chaos.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because the street is the lowest point you can be on. Everybody's feet touch the street in some way. We must defile the path that we choose to travel upon to show ourselves approved. I thought the streets were a method of travel, and in traveling, I mean from one place to another and from one station in life to another, where crumbs are left for those who come after you to follow. What is wrong with us?
No, they're laying breadcrumbs.
They're laying breadcrumbs. Those are the molded breadcrumbs.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
They eating off of that mold. Yeah.
They feeding off of that. Ain't that something? Because based on what you're saying, these rappers, if you ain't been to jail, hustled, or did something on the street, shot at somebody, you ain't a street dude. Like, are they kidding? So everybody else, somebody lived in that neighborhood can't write about that. You don't have no experience. Even though we know if you live in that neighborhood, you can be traumatized by those same things that's going on. You can't write about it. You can't write about your traumatic experience, things you've seen. So anyway, in the breath of spirit of credit, here were some positive attributes of achieving credibility. And I'll just name a couple of things. Respect or high regard for oneself. Respect or high regard for others. Respect or high regard for the community. To be trustworthy, dependable, accountable, responsible, dedicated, caring, supportive. You need 21 credits to graduate from high school. Real credits that you can actually do something with. There are credits that allow you to apply for employment, which requires that you have a high school diploma or a GED. You know what I'm saying? I found 17 jobs that you could make over, I think it's over $50,000 with just a high school diploma. Seven jobs, man. They're all over 50.
I think that there's another form of street cred, too, from what you just mentioned. So if we take Malcolm X, King, you know, on the streets from what they did, they had credibility. People followed them, you know, especially Malcolm X, Black Panthers, you know, how they use that street credibility to excite change and motivate people, you know, as opposed to that dude.
I never heard nobody use the word street cred.
Neither did I.
I know. I'm trying to let your brother sit on here. Where did that come from? We don't say that. I ain't know nobody said
it came from
street cred. What do you mean street cred?
Yeah, I think it came from Europeans because I've never heard it from anybody that I know of. But,
yeah, I'm like, street cred? What the hell is that? Where you get them from? Where's the bank? Who's the sanctioning on body? You know what I'm saying? Street creds. What?
Well, if you can cash in poverty and destruction and make money from it, yeah, send me to that bank too, because I think I got a couple million.
Street cred. I'm like, what the? Woo-woo. You know what I'm saying? Who's the president of that? You know what I'm saying? You know, who's the CEO? Who's, you know what I'm saying? Head banker. Like, what's going on? Who's cutting those checks? Street creds. Are we kidding? And the credits that they talk about you get from the streets is everything that land you in jail or land you with a bullet in the back of your head or, you know, all over your body. You know what I mean? I'm like, come on now. We got to do better than this. You ought to praise a guy that can, that's got a good rap game and hasn't been impacted upon directly by the street game. You understand what I'm saying? That guy is, hey, that's a phenomenal guy right there. That's a hell of an achievement right there. to come from that environment and not to have really been, because it impacts on everybody in that environment. I don't care who it is. Your church going, you're on the street, you're in the neighborhood, your brother, your sister, your friend. It impacts on us all. We all have been to a lot of funerals, you know. We all know what it's like, you know, living in the hood, because we've seen it. You know, I mean, we need more than two hands to count people we know personally who've been murdered. You know what I'm saying? On my mom block, I can just look at different places where people was killed, where bodies was laying at. So that's what street creds are doing for us. You know, we don't need street creds. We don't want credit, because that kind of, I don't like the term, because it kind of says, it kind of implies that you should ascribe to that. You should seek that. You understand what I'm saying? Like you said, the boy wanted to get more credit by going and doing something to get him locked up. Or, come, are you kidding me? That's not a goal. That should never be a goal. We in agreement with that?
No, I agree.
Man, I mean, that should never be a goal. They're talking about street creds, huh? You want to be recognized for something you did on the street? I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. If you want to earn some credits, right? Like you said, you earn credits so that you can get a loan, start your own business, earn credits so you can get a high school diploma, get job training on. Start your own business again. You know what I'm saying? You get learn to be a mechanic, carpenter, be an entrepreneur, you know, electrician. Start your own business. Get those type of credits. Get some positive credits so you can do some positive things for yourself and in the community and your family and stuff like that. We don't need no any more of this. We don't need to even think that street creds is something that we should work towards getting. That type of thinking we need to get up out of our heads. And, you know, I say thumbs up to the rappers who not from the hood, that rap about the hood. Y'all doing an excellent job. I don't know who you are. You know, thumbs up to you, man. And look, don't try to do anything foolish to get the so-called street credits, because they're empty credits, like empty calories and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't cash them in anywhere. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe in the rap game, you know, they people want to expose people as not have been out there. You know, but hey. Get the real credits, y'all. Somebody's misleading you into this whole thing about being street creds. I want to, we run out of time. I just want to thank you, brothers, for calling in. I want to thank everybody for listening in. And, you know, remember, you know, stay positive. If it's not something that's going to help you be a better person, then you don't need credit for that. You always want to take credit for something that you've done that's positive. And that's it for tonight. I want to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. Thank everybody for listening in again.
You will not be able to stay home, brother.
Peace out.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox and Four Park without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.